Everybody, Coach John here, back again with you on a Friday, April 5th, 2024. Big basketball time of year, right? And there's been a lot of basketball that I've been watching, a lot of stories coming from these basketball games, which I love from the standpoint of, you know, they deal with people, they deal with young people, ups and downs, you know, they deal with the coaches. I talked earlier about that this week. But this post, I put it out on Twitter X. I just love this response, this life advice from a kid, from Paige Beckers from UConn on the women's basketball team. She's missed basically just about two seasons with injuries, bad injuries, you know, knee, torn ACL. And looking back and thinking about this now, you know, watching some games over the last couple of years, she was always there on the bench. She was always there cheering her teammates on, right? Being part of the program, doing whatever she could to help her team. And in this press conference, it's about a 2.5 minute clip that I need to track down and get out there on other social media platforms. But a question was asked to her that her coach, Gino, Ariyama mentioned that her spirits have been so high and smiling, positive attitude and working hard and helping others. But there was one moment last year, I think, when they played at Tennessee, that in the locker room, coach saw Paige breaking down and kind of being upset and feeling, you know, down for missing the game and not playing and not being out there with her teammates. And because everybody loves playing, you know, these big moments, big in Tennessee women's basketball. Coach Pat Summitt definitely helped put women's basketball and Tennessee on the map for so many years. It's just a special game, I believe, right? Not having played in it, but I get it. I understand. And so this reporter asked Paige about that moment. And some of the stuff that she said was just, it brought me to tears when I first listened to it, and I, you know, before I reposted it. But part of it, I had just gotten done for the millionth time feeling down about myself, about, you know, some things happening, the recovery. It's going okay, right? There's not any problems per se, but just battles, right? Battles of my mind, the mental toughness, not feeling sorry for myself, you know, not being able to do things with and for my wife in this time of just unplugging. I you know, there's restrictions. I can't do a lot, right? And once every once in a while, it catches up. And so when I watched this, I quickly felt better, just like I did this morning of the recording of this podcast right now. I listened to John O'Leary's podcast recently. I think it came out on March 28th. It was with... I need to find it. This Sam Goodwin was his name. And I need to put the link of this one out too, because this dude, he was held as a prisoner in Syria around 2016 or so for a few months. And it was just the ordeal, right? Got me thinking about, hey, John, you know, you're okay. Just like Paige was saying, in the battles that she had, again, a young person, the lessons learned from other people. So whether it's Sam Goodwin on a podcast with John O'Leary, Paige Beckers here, you know, from UConn women's basketball, just powerful. But Paige went on to say, it could be easy for me to sulk and be upset and just be sad about what life has thrown me the last couple of years, or I could attack it with the mentality of being a leader, right? Being a leader for herself, for her teammates, for her family, for her friends, for her future, right? And not being caught up in the moment. You know, in John Lear's podcast, they brought up the fact about fear. It's an emotion, it's energy that if you keep feeding it, it'll get bigger. Right? If you keep focusing in on that, that's all there is. That's all you worry about. And Paige brought up some other points about gratitude and focusing in on being grateful that she had a problem and it got taken care of, her injury, right? The medical team that did the surgeries, right? The coaching staff, the basketball staff, her teammates, her family. A lot of gratitude within the depths of going through the trouble. And so again, I started focusing on that. I've had more good moments than bad in getting through this. And again, mine compared to so many other people's problems. I don't wish my problems on anybody, right? And I don't want to start weighing all hers is worse. Ah, that's not too bad. Oh, I could have gotten through what he got through. No. We each have our own battles that we're fighting. But to learn the lessons from them, I think is key. And then when other people out there like Paige and John Leary's, they share information and share stories, we can pick up things. We can pick up lessons. And so I just found tremendous strength and energy from Paige as I do, and I seek it out, right? I seek these things out because I think they're valuable. One of the greatest connecting pieces of all humankind throughout history is that we all have battles. We all have things we have to overcome and get through and deal with. And if we could just look at how we are much more alike than different, there's one huge commonality right there, right? Just right there. So, wrapping up the week or whenever you listen to this, pretty powerful thought here. Okay, I could attack it with the mentality of being a leader. Instead of staying down in the dumps, instead of staying down on yourself and beating yourself up, because whatever problems I have, the arthritis and other things, that ain't going away, right? It's not going to be a magic cure and just going to disappear and I'm going to be perfect again, right? That's going to keep battling me. That's going to keep fighting me. Why should I fight myself, right? And why should I let, all the problems of the world and the what people are saying and doing negatively affect me where I take those worries on to? And I do that. I do that way too often. And I got to keep trying not to, right? I got to keep focusing on what Paige talked about here. Gratitude and look at what you do have instead of what you don't have. She mentioned that. And so just wanted to wrap up the week with that for you. Again, find me over on Twitter X, Coach to Success. That little clip there was really powerful. It was really eye-opening for me, and it really helped. And I hope it helps you too. Okay? Alrighty, guys, I'm mumbling and bumbling and stumbling too much here, but this stuff, it means a lot to me, and I hope you can find some value in it because that's why I do it. And those of you spending your time with me listening to this and taking it all in or sharing these messages with others, thank you so much. Please keep doing that. It means a lot to me. It really does. Okay? Alrighty, guys, hey, keep your head up. Keep moving forward in whatever battles you got and some other things that whatever you got to deal with. It might be something new today that you didn't see coming. I get it. Attack it, right? Don't let it beat you down. And I'm trying to do the same. I don't have all the answers, but I'm trying to do the same right there. Okay? All righty, guys. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.